All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm talking to you from New York City on the 21st of September, 2021. I want to thank each of you for listening to the show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. I also want to invite you to continue sending along whatever comments you have about this show to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions number four, taylor@gmail.com. And, of course, we do want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Sponsors for today's show, Novo Resources, El Oro Resources, Hannon Metals, Labrador Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp, and Firefox Gold. Before I introduce today's show, I would like to mention that Labrador Gold Corp has announced that it has sampled 338 grams per ton gold along strike some 3.5 kilometers from its Big Vein high-grade discovery. And while Labrador Gold's Kingsway project is a little sister to the Queensway project that is fast evolving into a world-class gold discovery, that one being by Newfound Gold. This news that we just came out today, I believe, really confirms, sort of helps to increase the confidence that this is a very major system, 3.5 kilometers away. Of course, there's lots of drilling and lots of work that has to be carried out yet before we can start to make any comparisons with Newfound's magnificent discovery next door. But it is an exciting development, and the stock has performed very well today as a result. I think it was up, it was up a little bit longer. Chen Lin's going to be with me in a few minutes. I think he's been tracking it maybe more closely than I have today, but he might have something to say about that very soon. Of course, it's really want to see where the gold price is going now. This is, of course, the driver for the junior mining shares. It's very, very dependent on the gold markets, and the gold markets have not been all that kind to the junior share sector of the last couple of months or so. But there could be some indications that that's about to change. I know Michael Oliver said last week he believes that we are about to see a shift in the asset categories. Actually, in his 360 report on the weekend, he suggested that if we can see a Tuesday close, that's a close today, above 1767, that would be the first hurdle and the first thing he'd want to see. Well, as I looked at the price of gold just a few minutes ago, it was at 1775. So it looks as though we could clear that first hurdle that Michael was talking about in his weekend missive. But what he really wants to see is gold to clear the 1825 level in October for a real serious and significant breakout to the upside. Meantime, there is evidence, I think, the S&P may be indeed facing a long overdue correction. We might get the reading on that from Chen Lin as well as Alistair McLeod later in the show. But certainly, I think it's a time to keep your eyes on the markets, and I think there could be some great opportunities in the markets if you stay awake and stay alert. So I've titled today's show, Why the Dollar's Debt Trap is Inflationary. And as I said, Alistair McLeod will be with me. Dr. Quentin Henning will join me second half of today's show to talk about, or the second segment of today's show, I should say, to talk about El Oro Resources. And Chen Lin will be with me momentarily. Including bonds and other financial issues emanating from the U.S. government, the individual states, the private sector, and the broad monetary and the broad money supply, dollar debt totals roughly $100 trillion, to which we can add shadow banking liabilities realistically estimated at a further $30 trillion. This gives us an idea of the scale of the threat to asset values and banking posed by higher interest rates, which my guest Alistair MacLeod believes are all but certain in the near future. Alistair says that the prospects of contracting financial asset values, that is, seeing them go down, seeing asset values contract, is potentially far worse than in any post-war financial crisis, because the valuation based for them starts at zero or even negative interest rates in the case of Europe and Japan. Many investors argue that the existing fiat money system, when it self-destructs, the dollar will be the last currency standing. But Alistair will explain why he believes the dollar is likely to be the first to fold, taking the other fiat currencies down with it. Of course, in trying to save the dollar, the Fed will almost certainly accelerate its demise and the demise of the entire dollar-centric fiat system, because it will be forced to exponentially create money out of thin air in a vain effort to overcome the underlying deflationary pressures of levels of debt the world has never seen before. And Alistair will be with me in the second half of today's show to talk about the debt trap, the dollar's debt trap, and why it's inflationary. In the second segment of today's show, as I just mentioned right after our first commercial break, Dr. Quentin Henning will update us on El Oro Resources' ISCA massive silver and tin-rich project in Bolivia, and why this could become one of the largest silver deposits in the world. Quentin will be with me, as I said, just right after the first commercial break, but I'm happy to tell you that Chen Lin is with me now. It's always good to have my friend Chen with me. Thanks for joining me today, Chen.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Jay.
Always good to have you. And I must first ask you about China, because there's been a lot of news about China, the Evergrande, a real estate financier, financial company, very, very large institution, is having some insolvency problems. What are your thoughts about that and maybe China in general right now and how it plays into the global markets?
Yeah, I've been watching that for months. I actually, a month ago in August, I already sent out a note to my subscriber that I'm bearish on China, so I sold out all these economic sensitive stock again. You know, I just don't want to get involved. And I've been watching Evergrande, I mean, whatever the name is, dropping like a rock. I mean, last week I have a metals investment forum. At that time, I put it on the chart. It was $4 Hong Kong dollar. Today, I look at it, $2 Hong Kong dollar. Okay, it's probably going to zero. And I think at the end, the Chinese government will take over, because Xi is looking for his third term. So he will just try to shuffle it somewhere. So it will be a bank takeover. In China, this kind of bankruptcy has happened before. In general, there's a government or a big bank or another company take over, but they don't honor all the debt, right? So they basically separated to small investors, small individual investors. You get your money back, but no interest, okay, because the default bankruptcy situation. And if you're a big investor, you get a haircut. I mean, haircut depends on, you know, your asset level and how much you can, you know, you can sustain. And usually it takes a few years to sort out. I think at the end, probably the shareholder will be wiped out. So this is such a horrible situation there. The company offered like three choices if you follow the news. News media basically they've offered the bondholder either you can rearrange, you know, you spread out interest in a few years, or you can give your apartment in lieu of the payment, empty apartment, or you can use that down payment for any purchase of their apartment. But who knows who wants to get into their apartment? The problem is, even they give you a drawing of apartment, with this going to be built, right? I mean, even if built, it's probably empty. So that's the problem. So I think the company probably in default and probably going down.
Yeah. Well, China has used these kind of construction projects to stimulate growth, but if there's no end users for the apartments, it's long term, it doesn't work out so well, I guess. But
So do you see? I think long term is a problem, but short term they probably will shuffle it somewhere and you know, just bury it before she third term.
All right. What about gold, Chen? We see a little bit of an uptick in gold today, and as I mentioned, kind of clearing Michael Oliver's hurdle for today. Do you think there's any chance we could be seeing a turnaround for gold?
I think short-term looks pretty good because we have end of the month, our Fed meeting end of the month, and then end of quarter rebalancing next week. Those, all these probably bullish. In the midterm, I would wait for the tapering announcement. Again, you know, usually tapering announcement is the bottom. That's my Meadows Investment Forum presentation. I put a lot of diagram there to explain why. So that's probably happening at the end of the year. That's also same time as tax loss selling. So it seems that's maybe a better buying opportunity, but it could, you know, we could have a bounce here.
Yeah. Well, I guess some of us are hoping for it, but on the same time, if we've got cash available, buying opportunities are wonderful as well. And Chan, I can't let you go.
And then for the juniors, it's really case by case. You mentioned Labrador. Yeah. I just have communication with the CEO, Roger Moss, and then he's very excited. He said this is all crap they fund, and then south of that, and they think they could be another one. Yeah, it could be better. And then south of theirs, and then more towards Newfound goes. So we'll find out when they drill this. And but it's exciting. That shows that this is a district stack scale. This has a lot of opportunities out there.
Yeah, I think
Labrador is up about 23% right now. So it's
today.
Very nice.
You're talking today, Chen. Yes,
today,
yes.
Up 22 right now. 22, 23. Yeah, it's about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is a model very similar. I mean, the geology is almost identical, if not identical, to the Kingsway project next door that is being developed. And certainly, almost certainly, a world-class gold discovery underway there. And certainly, there really is a much smaller market cap, potentially much larger upside for this stock as well.
For the Newfound,
Then for Newfound, right. Let me just ask you, Chen, can't let you go without you commenting briefly on biotech stocks. Anything you'd like to say about that?
Oh, yeah, biotech is really turned around. Since I calling the bottom a month ago, I already have like two stocks. It's no news, up 50%. So it seems to be a really tradable bottom in August. And then mini biotech again was down 80, 90% with no news. And then there's still a lot of stock trading at close to cash. And I'm still pounding the table on biotech. You get just so many opportunities and people just looking at the situation. If you think of COVID, you know, it's transitory. COVID impact to biotech is limited. Then there's a lot of upside. And then there could be more MMA coming. So I'm very excited about biotech. And I probably have another new idea for my subscriber this week.
Yeah, well, it's very exciting. I know I follow, as much as I have time, I follow some of the biotechs that you have out there, Chen. It is exciting, so we should tell our listeners, it's chenpicks.com, chenpicks.com, to sign up for Chen's very exciting ideas that he passes along to his subscribers. It's Chen, what is Chen buying, what is Chen selling is the name of his publication, and it's chenpicks.com. Any last comment you'd like to make, Chen?
I think market probably overblown this China's Everglades financial crisis. It could create a buying opportunity. You know, let Wall Street hammer this out and have a big down day yesterday, and today try to rebound, start falling back. So, but again, I think it's a short-term Chinese government probably can do something to you know, avoid any financial disaster. But it's hard to see over long-term because I'm kind of see the weakness of China over the mid and long-term.
Right. Okay, very good. We'll have to leave it go at that. Thank you very much, Chen, for being with us. Folks, don't go away because, as I mentioned, coming up next, right after the commercial break, Dr. Quentin Hanning will be with me to talk about El Oro Resources, which, by the way, is having a great day as well. I saw it was up something like 10% a little while ago today. I do not think that most investors are really aware of just how great the massive Isca silver tin-rich polymetallic deposit is. But they will soon find out because by the end of this year, the first quarter of next, the company is expecting to come out with its maiden resource. And I know that Quentin Hanning thinks this is a project. The Isca project is a project that could be one of the largest silver deposits in the world. So it's a very exciting story as well. I hope you'll stick around till after the commercial break to hear what Dr. Quentin Hanning says.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQB, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.